Hello, welcome to the Monday, February 17th, 2014 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Just a quick update on the HNAP or the moon worm situation. Nothing really big new there. We still see it spreading, but still using the identical payload. Rob wrote up a quick diary trying to give a quick introduction into HNAP. Now again, HNAP is not the actual vulnerability being exploited here. It has been used, however, for quite a while now to profile these routers. So it's something also you can use from a defensive point of view to make sure, for example, that firmwares and such are up to date. If you are interested in HNAP, just take a quick look at Rob's diary. But we also still have an Internet Explorer 10 Saturday vulnerability out there being used in the wild in some targeted attacks. FireEye is reporting that the Veterans of Foreign Wars website, FVW.org, had been compromised and this particular exploit was used in this attack. As a countermeasure, as usual, the Microsoft Experience Mitigation Toolkit, that's EMET, does help in this particular case, so definitely do run it if you run Internet Explorer 10. Internet Explorer 11, of course, is also a valid option here. Internet Explorer 11 does not appear to be vulnerable. Other than that, I don't think there's really too much you can do about it. We don't have a lot of information about the exact exploit from a FireEye. Not sure if I would recommend not using Internet Explorer 10 at all. I would rather apply EMIT if you can't update to Internet Explorer 11. And if you're using the Symantec Endpoint Protection or Symantec Network Access Control, it's time to patch. There is a vulnerability in the Symantec Endpoint Protection Management Console that can be exploited remotely if you're exposing this console. Details for the vulnerability will be made available on Tuesday. However, Symantec already released a patch, so make sure you apply it block access to the management interface. The interface listens on port 9090 and 8443, I believe. Interestingly, we do have a spike in scanning for both of these ports on February 7th. I still try to do some confirmation, and if I find anything, I'll write it up on Monday. But if you don't see a diary, then probably that was just a fluke that's not related to this particular issue. And these days, of course, one of the big reoccurring issues is embedded devices. We just talked about Linksys routers, but it's not just the routers, your network storage systems. In this particular case, Synology also have vulnerabilities and are vulnerable to attack. The problem with Synology is two different vulnerabilities that were released late last year. The first vulnerability allows writing a file to the system. The second vulnerability allows execution of any file on the system. So now the combination of these two flaws is used to add a Bitcoin miner to your Synology NAS device. Bitcoin miners overall, I consider a relatively minor threat. At least they're not reading or destroying your stored data. But that's, of course, just a little step away. So certainly make sure that you are up to date and that your storage systems are patched. And then again, they probably shouldn't be exposed to the world. And of course, password leaks continue to happen. The latest two victims are Kickstarter. Kickstarter, the crowdsourcing platform, announced to its users that usernames and hash passwords were compromised. Also, Tesco, which is a big British retailer, lost the credentials of at least some customers. So if you're still sharing passwords between different sites, yet again another reminder to stop doing so. And Hold Security, a company that specializes in indexing what's sometimes referred to as the deep web, found a list of FTP credentials, many of which are to name brand FTP servers, like the New York Times, I believe, was on the list. And actually, those credentials were already used against the New York Times. FTP, of course, not exactly a current protocol anymore, but lots of people are using it. If you do use FTP, make sure you monitor access closely and probably from time to time change your passwords. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.